sort of, you know, one of those teams. They,
oh, I think that was a play-in game.
Play-in, yeah.
As great a record as they've had, both teams have had, I don't think either St. Mary's or Gonzaga had the profile of a team that was going to get an at-large bid. So I think that was essentially an NCAA tournament play-in game right there.
Right. Keith, man, always a pleasure, man. Hey, enjoy it. Go have a, go have a drink or two for me. Have a great evening, man. Hopefully you guys are back in here tomorrow on the Smart Way Garza Law Firm in a great mood with a hopeful TR leadoff call. No telling where, you know, you may have to join him in his watering hole tomorrow after the game if they pull this off.
That's a definite possibility, Cloney. Have a great show.
Hey, you too. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Keith.
All right.
That was Keith Hatfield right there in with us there, dropping off the VIP line. As gotta love having some Hatfield in here breaking it down. The watering hole had to be calling Keith for sure. We're gonna stay on here. I'll tell you what we're gonna do though. Let's get this call right here. I'm gonna get a call and then we're gonna reset, hit the reset button, jump into some neutral zone. You are listening to the Smartway and Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime. This is Clone. Normally Tony Basilio, he left out and wanted to go show some respect and pay his dues there and go see TR's family, spend some time with him. Had a chance to talk with TR there earlier, and he's hanging in there. And again, condolences to him, his family, Sleepy, some great folks there in losing their pops there. But hey, you know what? Maybe Tennessee will just keep this thing rolling, like TR said. And, you know, I mean, this is a great time of year. March Madness is already getting crazy. Let's get it rolling. Let's keep it rolling right here, in the Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Probably our final caller in the basketball, and then we'll switch over to neutral zone. Who we got right here?
Hi, Cloney, Chi-Town Trey. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, go Cubs, go.
Hey,
4-1 World Series loss.
Hey, holy cow.
That's right, Harry. There's two things I just want to point out, in the second, which I'll get to is, I hope Tony's listening. I want to say something to him, but there's one thing that stood out to me about Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball this year. I can't remember
okay.
the last time. In the last 15 or so years where we've had that, maybe somewhere around 2007 we had it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing you have is, there is no quit and there's, in Tennessee football and Tennessee basketball, there is no quit. There is no quitting like what you saw under Konzo or Dooley or even Kiffin. Like there is no quit in this basketball team. We all thought they were dead 2 days ago and there's been numerous times throughout this year where they'll just have a horrible loss. And even though inconsistency is bad, this basketball team has some fight. And mm-hmm. they, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of them. But they've played toe-to-toe with every remaining team in this tournament.
Yes.
Same with the football team. So that means a lot to me.
Listen, I'm taking, moving forward, I don't care what the line is. I mean, tomorrow I'm sure LSU will be I can't imagine it would be over, it wouldn't be double digits, but maybe 7-8 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm taking Tennessee in that. I mean, they're going to be in it. This team, I mean, you're going to have to kidnap those guys. I mean, no way they don't show up and at least play well. I mean, they're going to be in it regardless of who they play. There's just, you can see it in their eyes. You can see the fight this team believes. I see more camaraderie. I see this team, you know, after free throws, you know, fist pumping. I mean, this team is playing as a team. And a lot of times, man, that happens when you lose your star. When you know for a fact you've lost them. They didn't know, those last three games of the season. Weren't really sure.
Without question. What's KP's seventh leading scorer in the United States?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Top 10.
So, yeah, and he's really all we have, but I countered that. Keith did. I'm sure we all did. And that shows so much character of this team. And yeah, it's going to end up being a losing record. But the fact that we could possibly be in the semifinals after tomorrow. And I'm like you, man. I'm probably betting on Tennessee over LSU because you rarely see a team, I'm seeing TCU come on here against West Virginia, you know, a team that has more to play for getting totally outplayed, especially Vandy. When he's in Lenardi's, they dropped out of the last four in.
Yeah.
So I just saw that on the screen. So I just think that says a lot. When they come out and do that against teams like Vandy and LSU that really need to be focused. The Tennessee, man,
yeah.
It's just very impressive that they there's absolutely no quit no matter what.
Let me say this, and this has probably been, you know, the Achilles so far in, you know, in the first year, early on, obviously, in his tenure with Coach Barnes. But it's been recruiting. I think a lot of people would have felt like, and believe me, I follow the basketball recruiting probably a little more than I do the football. And looking at the basketball, excuse me, and Keith talked about this earlier in the year. He says, I got a feeling Fulkerson, you know, a couple of these guys are going to be certainly Bone out of the mid-state. These guys are going to be rated higher as the season goes along. And we've seen that. We've seen one, you know, certainly two guys elevated into four-star. Josh Bone is I mean, he's like skyrocketing up the ranks as far as guards. But let me say this: Nashville is loaded with sophomore, junior athletes, and knowing some people in the mid-state. And I'm telling you right now, Rick Barnes, if he's not retired, and I know Tony says that a lot, but if this staff is hungry, this is a. I mean, you're talking about. Being able to walk into a living room, being able to get after it on social media and show these kids, look at what we did with this group of guys. You want to come and be a part of this. Don't go to Vanderbilt. Don't head over to Mississippi State. Don't let Ben Howland come, convince you to come or go to, you know, Alabama and play with Avery Johnson. Now we've got something to sell kids. We're down there. That talent level in Nashville, and it's a lot of underclassmen. It's football in high school football and high school basketball. There are some primo athletes that are underclassmen. This could be a really big building block. And I know this sounds, you know, cliche, but I think this could be big in recruiting for Rick Barnes.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the fact that, what are we, 14 and 18 or something, the fact that our name is flashing across the bottom of the ESPN bottom line
yeah.
right now, and you bring up a good point. It's not just Nashville football recruit. That city's just blowing up with
oh, yeah.
basketball talent. So it's definitely key for us. You know, it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of big battles. Dust Vandy coming down
yeah.
there. Same, and Memphis is always gonna be there with loaded with talent. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think this. You know, Arian Foster and Gary Danielson don't agree, but momentum is real, and Tennessee's got the mo right now, and I can totally see that carrying over
cool.
next year. Absolutely something to build on. If they're doing that with that roster, then there's a lot to be excited about once we, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on Barnes right now, but I just seeing the players we have right now, if we just, build on that, I think the future can only get better.
Oh, no question.
And
yeah, go ahead.
Oh yeah. And I just want to say, kind of reading between the lines of what Tony's been saying the last two basketball overtimes, the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, it sounds like he's going to hang it up or something, or at least take a hiatus. Hopefully it's the latter. So I just want to say, Tony, if you're listening, man, you mean a lot to all of us. There's days where, it's just been really, really bad days. And I have the show to look forward to listening to you and Sean and Urbino, whoever in Hatfield. So I really hope that's not the case that Tony's, I don't know what's going on, just from what it sounds like. So I hope if he's not leaving, you know, obviously you gotta do what you gotta do, take some time or whatever, but, he knows he means a lot to us, and I really hope that, if he's leaving us not for too long. But I think many of us will be very sad if, Tony decides to leave or whatever happens there. So I just, I was really upset. Yeah, I was just changing the laundry last night, and I heard him say something, and I was like, oh, shoot, that's not good. And like, that didn't sound good, so we'll see. But, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, well, that's news to me. I haven't heard Tony mention any of that. In fact, I've seen him more recharged here lately and looking to do, you know, so many things. Of course, as you know, he's got the face for TV as well. And doing the TV thing as Ole Miss is out. Well, it's 12-8 now. Alabama hits a three. Alabama, you can always count on football and having at least one, football, I mean, many football players, but they've got a guard that even has the Bama bangs going on. And they're right there in it, 12-8, as Moody was out early and often for Ole Miss. But, hey, yeah, you know, to touch on that, I don't know anything about Tony stepping away. I think probably what he's referring to is with probably going to miss these basketball overtime shows. I mean, obviously, there's no games. I don't know, though. Maybe we can get him in here in the summer, as Philly would say. Maybe we're going to be here in the summer and do some in Rocky Top. I mean, have Hatfield show up for the Rocky Top games over at Bearden High School, and then TB can break it down, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Clooney. Excellent job.
Hey, appreciate you, Chi-Town, man, and go Cubs for sure. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Cubs go.
Yeah, that's right. Fly the flag, baby. And, hey, we do appreciate him. Let me do this. Let me reset. We'll get a little break here. Always a pleasure here on the filling in with Smartway and the Garza Law Firm Basketball Overtime Show. Listen, tomorrow you're looking at about a 3 p.m. Our time, Eastern Knoxville time tip, unless you have overtime in the first game. So you're looking at, you know, man, stay on your phone, Periscope, Twitter, TB is going to let you know when they go live. And hopefully, man, I mean, this place would be rocking. Knoxville will be rocking if they can get the W tomorrow against LSU. And I tell you what, I'm gonna call my buddy up here, Clark from Select Tickets. You need two. How many you need down there for Saturday semifinal? I mean, his phone is gonna be blowing up. How many people, Vol fans, who didn't really think we had any chance, myself included? I am heading to Nashville, but don't know that I'm gonna be going over and catching a game. I wasn't planning on for basketball viewing purposes, but hey, you know what? May have to catch a game. If they get there Saturday, I may definitely see if we can't get in there. Me and the boy there. So anyways, this could be big. And according to Clark at Select Tickets, I guarantee you Vol fans will be showing up. More will be showing up in Nashville, Music City, baby. So let's do this. And I'll keep the Periscope rolling here a little bit. We're gonna roll into neutral zone. Let me get a break real quick. And like I said, just flew out straight from work, grabbed some food, and jumped in here real quick and to give Tony a break so he could get out. And appreciate Hatfield again, Smartway and Garza Law Firm. They make it happen and make it possible. Every post game right here. Big thanks to them. And we'll come back here in just a moment. I'm going to get some get my commercials up here, and we will roll it out right here. And we will be right back.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1 hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned, and we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brighter. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting.
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the 6-string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over in a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu, if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri, to the sashimi, to the maki, or just tamaki. Sushi Spot always delivers, with a fresh and delicious taste. Also your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials, and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com, and I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.
Been playing at a room on a strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages.
She's been helps us put the right one on
records that everybody's buying.
Welcome into Neutral Zone.
Says I'm a simple girl myself.
Who grew up on Long Island. That's a big win tonight. I can't wait to hear Dawn talk about.
Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone.
Keith Hatfield's favorite city in the U.S. of A. is Nashville, Tennessee. My boy Keith ripping on Nashville. I tell you what, though, much better. Much rather be playing the tournament there than down in Atlanta. We were just absolutely cursed there. What a dump that is, too, down in Atlanta. The only thing they got now is Ella Dorsey.
He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege.
Lots of NFL free agency news, and we're going to break that down. You know what? I'm not the least bit bitter, upset with Brock Osweiler. Hey, listen, a lot of Bronco fans jumped off when Peyton retired. Love Peyton, but I love the Broncos. I will stay with the Broncos. I don't care if it's Colin Kaepernick, if it's whoever's quarterbacking my Broncos.
Back to his roots, he's gone country.
Am I a little concerned? Yes. But I respect, and I've got total respect for John Elway. Not just as a player, but what he's been able to do. And the fact that Brock Osweiler basically cut off all relations with the team for nearly 2 weeks. Did not respond, did not communicate, was not willing to really negotiate. He was bitter. I mean, the guy was bitter that a Hall of Fame quarterback, they gave him the keys after he had, he had five turnovers on their on offense led by Osweiler in that final game against the Chargers. And Peyton came in, gave him a little juice. Let's crank it up right here. Let's go to the phones right here. 200-5402 if you want to jump in. Again, Smartway and Garza Law Firm. Basketball overtime has ended, but we keep it. We keep the potty going right here. It's like Vladdy with the Lakers back in the day. Vladdy like the potty. Let's keep it rolling right here in the neutral zone. Who's our first caller tonight? Welcome in. Who we got?
Hey, call us JM.
JM, what's up, man? Big win.
Hey, I'm a little bit embarrassed because I actually called Basilio and him about an hour ago, so I don't really like to call.
Oh, lot, man, it's two different shows, bro. You're double dipping. Yes.
I'm just convinced myself that this is kind of like when you call Dewey at around 1 o'clock and then you can turn back around and call Basilio at, from 3 to 6.
Yes.
You know, the same callers. Yeah, that was the good old days, man. Hey, you remember when, speaking of that, you remember when, I was telling a buddy of mine this the other day, you remember when people would call into Basilio at like 3:30, and it'd be some old guy that like missed out on Dewey's show, and he'd be like, hey, if you could pass it along, man, I got 24-17, and
I know. Oh.
That's great, man.
Oh, it was. It was like, hey, that's a good point. Good point. Basilio will be sitting there eating eating sandwich or something, a wrap.
Like he's taking it down.
Oh,
yeah, I'll pass that along, brother.
Yeah, I'll pass it along.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, that's a huge win, man. Huge win.
Man, this is awesome, dude. I'm sitting outside, and this breeze is incredible, and having Basilio programming to listen to this time of night after a big win. This is cool, man. I think we take stuff like this for granted, but this is a fun moment. I hope we can get back next year to where, we're in tournament contention and stuff like that, because this stuff is so fun this time of year.
It is.
It's just,
it really is.
It really is a crime that we're fighting for. Our next game is our last game if we lose, and I think we ought to be in better position than that given some of the games we've blown this year.
Right.
I hope quickly, very quickly, we can get back to where we're not even worrying about the conference tournament. It's just something you can enjoy. You already know you're in. You're just waiting on your seating and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how many times did we go to Atlanta? And even when Bruce had it rolling here, we would just go down there, and it was just all the air. Boom.
It was like the team played like the fan base felt.
Yeah, it really did.
Like they felt that nervousness, or knew the history of Tennessee in the conference tournament or something. But yeah, like that year, the year that the Storms came, GQF was talking about that earlier. Tennessee was the heavy favorite that year. We won the regular season. I think we were ranked like in the top five going into the conference tournament. And I guess that was the year we barely beat South Carolina in the first round. Or not the first round, but our first game, because we had a bye. And then lost to Arkansas in that next game on Georgia Tech's campus. Of any year, you kind of thought that would be the year that we win it. And then there was that year, I guess it was 2009, where we weren't that great in the regular season, but we started to play well towards the end, and we actually made the final against Mississippi State and blew that game. So we had a chance to win the conference tournament that year. That's something I've always wanted to do. We've never won this conference tournament my whole lifetime, even in our best years.
Yep.
But geez, man, like all the stuff that this fan base has endured with that program in the past 6 years, with the Pearl firing and different coaches and the petition and all this slop, like, we're due something miraculous, like a championship run in this tournament. Odds are stacked against it, but man, this fan base is owed a lot. Some blind luck. It'd be nice for once, you know.
Yeah, we just, man, you know, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the 1 year you almost have it with Wade the Fade and Allen and what, we get to the finals.
Oh,
and,
man, yeah.
I mean, no one saw that coming.
The NIT.
But we didn't even, I mean, at least we had a guy who could put our team on, you know, on our back. And
put it in the hole.
Yeah, but, man, I tell you what, you know, in the Mall Paxwell line, I'm sure the Mall Paxwell line probably has us as a what would you guess? Probably 8 to 10 point.
Well, we were
dog
when the game started today. I think we were actually a double digit underdog, like 10 or 10.5.
Yeah, today, but I'm talking about for LSU.
Well, but what I was saying is I think it'll be a little less than it was today. So I would say 7-8 points.
Because what did it move to? Now that was an afternoon game here in Knoxville, and that was the first game. That was when we learned that morning that and yes, it is a great day to be alive, Travis Tripp, right here in Big Orange Country. But yeah, so that game went from like a pick 'em to them favored by like 3 or something just off of that news. So you got to think neutral. I don't know, neutral side. I figure they got to be, what, a 6-point, 7-point favorite?
Yeah, and man, I keep forgetting that the darn thing is in Nashville. You would think that we'd have even more support there tomorrow, like maybe a home game type atmosphere.
Well,
can't imagine there'd be that many LSU fans.
I shot Clark select tickets. I shot him a message. And
two in the dry.
Yeah. Yeah, you need, you want.
Men and Pete, we'll need two in the dry.
Yeah, but old Clarky, man, you know, he'd be like,
yeah, well, I probably get some. I can give you a good deal on the pass for the rest of the tournament. I mean, if Tennessee gets trashed, then yeah, you can just turn around and make bank off of some blue hair up there.
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing I'm concerned about, man, is our team was really gassed late in that game. Those last 5 minutes, it was just like, just hold on for dear life. So hopefully at the hotel tonight, they're just watching Netflix and, or sitting in the tub or something. Just chill out.
Yeah, hopefully just chill and, you know, I guess in a way it's kind of good that the opponent that we've got, because, I mean, they're not a team, you know,
they play dead anyway. So
they play dead at times. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure they'll bring some energy, but yeah.
Yeah. And see, LSU's a team that's been fighting for their tournament lives for a few weeks now, and they haven't shown any energy. So, you know, hopefully for our sake, that level of desire continues against us tomorrow. Basilio made a great point. I think that our guys will come out fired up. It's just a matter of, you know, physically, can they maintain throughout the game? We'll probably have to substitute a lot more tomorrow than we did today.
No question.
We stuck with that same, basically the same 6 players the entire second half today. And Shambari Phillips didn't play much at all. Alexander was...
Yeah, what was up with Phillips?
I think he just...
I think pressure and just...
Just didn't have it today. Now I think he should have played a little more than he did, but we got the win, so you can't argue with that.
I'm like you. I think early, too. You know, you want to get off to a good start, but, man, I would, you know, you could, I mean, you've played ball, JM, man. You take a guy like who's asked to do so much, and a guy like Moore, And Amani Moore, man, with that pressure now, that luckily they're not a trap and press team, Johnny Jones led team, but in LSU, but you still want to give Moore, give him, you know, even if it's just take it the you know responsibilities of being one. I would hope Phillips shows up tomorrow, and I hope Barnes has got the confidence to let him play the one some. If anything, just to give Moore a little bit of break, give his you know legs a little break,
and get Shambari some shots. We need three pointers to fall. I mean, that's our bread and butter.
Money.
Yeah, and we need a couple of those from Shambari tomorrow, and you know yep. every game we need a few of those from Estella. You know, just everybody's going to have to contribute. I imagine Alexander will play quite a bit tomorrow with LSU size,
yeah, with their size
and everything. Dude, Derek Reese played his ass off today.
Yes.
You really got to give him credit. I mean,
hey, double-digit rebounds, two games in a row, man.
7 points, 10 rebounds, I think a couple of assists. I think he had a steal or two. Man, you got to give that guy credit. You know, he was on nobody's radar.
Nobody.
I mean, I don't even think he had any like ranking or anything.
Nobody.
You know, they probably. I guess he's played for about 12 different head coaches since he's been here.
Yeah.
They've probably squeezed as much out of him as you possibly can, to be honest, with what he was rated coming in. I give him a lot of credit for today, and I give those kids, they deserve all the props. It just, that moment where they showed the team celebrating when the basket was ruled, no shot, and you saw those kids just jump and start throwing their towels up. But, man, they deserve that moment so much after just the crap year that they've been through and the heartbreaking losses. I was so happy for them.
Yeah, and Myron Metcalf on the Twitter is already, as John Tweet points out, Rick Barnes, to quote Myron Metcalf's tweet, Rick Barnes lost Kevin Punter to injury for the rest of the year and still beat LSU and Vandy in the SEC tourney. Great hire for Tennessee. I mean, that guy's eat up.
Myron Metcalf, is he turned? Is he?
Yeah, but I mean, we haven't beat LSU yet. It was Auburn. I mean, this is. I mean, nobody fact checks or anything with ESPN.
No, but that is good to see that Myron Metcalf that was shoving Konzo stuff down our throats is actually going to give Tennessee and Barnes some credit. I'm actually glad to see that, whether his facts are straight or not on who we've beaten.
No question, man. JM, brother, jump on the old, we need to get you on the Periscope sometime. Get you on, if TR can come in and Periscope with me, you're going to have to Periscope.
I love it, man. Hey, MP and a few of us are going to go, we're going to be at Buffalo, I know they're not a sponsor, but we're going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings tomorrow watching the game. If anybody listening wants to
come
by, just...
They got
man.
They got Schlitz and bottles down there, man.
I love my boy TR. Let's
I had a couple of Coors Lights. But I appreciate. That's my favorite thing that TR says is appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh man.
Hey, I like that Alan Jackson earlier, dude. That takes me back to being around maybe middle school age, and I had this nice boom box for several years. My dad had got me one Christmas, and I had the Alan Jackson CD that had the Midnight in Montgomery song. And
yes!
Don't Rock the Jukebox. Oh, man.
My brother-in-law, one of his best friends, wrote Alan Jackson's very first number one, and to hear him play it at the Bluebird here in the real world.
Ooh.
And, yeah, Mark's a great writer. He's written a lot of the old style stuff, some old Sammy Kershaw, some of the
hey, none of this bro country stuff, Cloney.
That line where he says, in Midnight in Montgomery, he says, and a drunk man and a cowboy. A buddy of mine used to say, that's Johnny Majors. He's
yes. Johnny Majors. You got it. Hey,
all right, let's be on tomorrow.
Let's do it, man. All right, buddy. See you, man. All right, good stuff right there. So we talked a little bit about the we'll pull up some more tunes right here. Speaking of the let's see here. We were just talking about some of the great songs of Alan Jackson. I need to pull some of that. Pull that out, baby. I need to pull out some Midnight in Montgomery. As we'll keep it rolling here in the neutral zone with some with a little Travis Tritt, just a little we'll get some Travis Tritt. Well, I tell you what we need some paying gigs. We none of this hopping, jumping one patio to the next. We need some of Basilio's guitar playing, and we need that as background music. That'd be next level right there. Have Tony. You guys don't see a lot of times. I'm not just tooting his horn, but he will sit in here and pick, and the guy can just unbelievable. If you haven't seen him play on Periscope or get out to like one of the casual pint Fountain City, sometimes he's out there and whoa, my goodness, circus shot by Moody. As it is within two. This has been back and forth. 32-30 right now. Alabama, Ole Miss with a steal. And almost nope, he missed it. Missed it out of bounds. Anyways, 32-30. Speaking of that, I got a message back there. Clark, you need to call Clark at Select Ticket Service if you're thinking about going over and supporting the Vols. 687-1718.
Select Tickets. You want uppers, you want lower level?
I guarantee you Clark would have the tickets and can get you over there. 687-1718. Let's do this though. Let me take a quick break and catch my breath. We'll come right back. And we're going to crank things up a little bit here and get a little bit faster. Definitely going to dive into some NFL stuff. There's still some key free agents out there. You got to like what the Titans have done with getting DeMarco Murray. You're basically dropping about 10 spots. And, you know, it may be a good move for both them and Philadelphia. If you look at what the back end of his contract, what they were going to owe him this year and next year, I think you've got basically you're just hitting the reset button and you're trying to blow that up. And I won't say blow it up, but it gives you more money to re-sign a couple of your defensive guys. I think the Dolphins are still just throwing money. I don't understand why the Dolphins spend the kind of money that they do. They've been the top five most spending in free agency the last 5-6 years, and it's got them nowhere. It has absolutely gotten them nowhere. New England sits up there and just they bring role players in, they cheat, they get away with it. You're never going to beat them. Miami, you're never going to beat. As long as Belichick and Brady are there, it's not going to happen. You can go get whoever the hell you want in free agency. You've got a middle-of-the-road quarterback in Tannehill. I don't see it happening. Let's do this. Let's get a quick break. 200-5402. That is 200-5402. Come on back with us. Save that number, 200-5402, neutral zone with Clone right here. And we will be right back after these messages.
And get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brother. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the Clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, those growler sales and four packs and six packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. Be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the six string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shod Road.
Pal Station, be there. Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri to the sashimi to the maki or just tamaki, Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also, your home of sushitizers. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company. Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the Clone here on TonyBasilio.com. And I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.
Yes.
I just want a five-star crew. I don't care about basketball. Just give me football. Crew season here. Georgia. I like Georgia. I like Eleanor. She being in Georgia. I wish she was back here, though. I wouldn't have to hear Lambert's. Have to lend him a shoulder for him to cry on. He's really upset. Eleanor, the girl. Left hand. B.
Yes.
200-5402 if you want to jump in with us. We're on Periscope. We're on the Tony Basilio radio app. We got our orange on. Woo! Orange and white, baby.
Yeah, man.
Hey, think about our boy TR tonight as they're receiving friends, passing of his father. Just a great guy, a great friend of the program, of all of our programs here. And, man, we love TR and Sleepy.
Did he say throw down Jimmy?
Yes.
I've been to Georgia on a fast train.
I could do the Jimmy Himes dance. He's got more rhythm than I do, I think.
Well, I do. I've been to Georgia on a fast train. I think Twitter is faster than any other form of social media. Well, certainly is, but I'm still in my prime, by the way.
Gotta love that little Billy Joe Shaver, little Georgia on a Georgia. It's not Georgia, it's Georgia. I'm in the Georgia on a fast train, honey. Come on in with us, 200-5402. We've got, we'll keep it rolling here with some Shaver. We'll live forever. Halftime, Avery Johnson and Bama in a tough match right here with Ole Miss. Lamar Paxwell line, you got to wonder. He had Alabama winning this by 6. Hey, if you got a request, hit us up on Twitter. 200-5402 if you want to jump in, or on the Periscope. I'm trying to read this, but Tony has this set up to where the messages, let me see, yes, let's see if I can, if I can roll this. But I will always be around. Yeah, I'm gonna mess it up, so. Hey, I understand Briny Boy Hartman was, made his debut on the, Periscope today. So, get you some of that, TB. Shoot, now I can't get this thing set up right. There we go. I'm not going to touch it anymore. Billy Joe Shaver, keeping it going right here in the neutral zone. 200-5402, 200-5402. As someone was just texting me asking, I'll try to find out from Tony B when the next time he'll be picking and grinning over at Casual Pint Fountain City. A great, great establishment. You want to try any of the craft beers, the latest, the greatest, all the good stuff. I've got a good collection, a selection rather, of some fantastic brews, some under the Cherokee Distributing umbrella. Some great ones for my man TR, like Stone Brewery. They got a fantastic new one. It's an espresso stout, and it's fantastic. If you like a kind of an espresso, a coffee stout, lots of different things, a lot of things changing in the beer industry. No one knows more about it than D-Light. You need to give him a big follow on D-Light1967 on the Twitter, as a huge ball fan, a former Shipe. But listen, let me tell you this, as I'm trying to find out from Tony B here, but you know, Hatfield brings up a good point about Jones in the middle there for Vandy, a projected first-round draft pick. Listen, I mean, those guys being that big, the guy's pretty solid offensively. You'd like to see him be a little better defensively, rebounding. I thought he got out. I mean, I thought he got outworked by, 6'5 Armani Moore, 6'4, 6'5. I mean, Moore's gear, he's kind of like that Balboa versus, Drago or even Apollo.
Mickey, I mean, you told me I could, it's all about, you gotta have it inside you. It's what matters inside. It's what's inside you, Adrian.
I mean, you gotta have that, and he's got it. I mean, Armani Moore has the freaking eye of the tiger. He goes into every game outsized, outmatched, outman, and the guy can absolutely ball. The guy, now he does some stupid stuff sometimes, but man, he sort of put this team on his back here lately. And how many teams are going to get in SEC? I think a lot of it depends. I'd love to say Tennessee's going to win three more. TR is I know he's not able to listen tonight, but TR says, hey, you know what? They're gonna take care of business. And he said, his message earlier to me when he calls me, he says, Cloney, what'd I tell you, dude? He says, Rick Barnes, man, Ricky packed, he packed clothes for, all the way to Sunday, dude. I mean, ain't none of this one and done crap, man. But we still got Jamie out there wanting to bring freaking Bruce Pearl back, dude. Step off, dude.
Almost
said something I shouldn't right there, but anyways, hey, we'll welcome anybody's call. 200-5402 if you want to jump in. You want to talk some NFL free agency? We can. March Madness. 67-65 winners today. Again, Dietrich Mostella, man. Good night. I mean, the way he's playing in this tournament, man. I mean, we may be looking at him being the guy to step up. I mean, we need all we can, we can get next year as far as guys stepping up. But my goodness, if he can step into being even a 12 to 14, 15 points every night, wow. Work on that jump shot. Listen, if Rick Barnes is truly the shot doctor, work on his shot. He needs some help with his long-range shot. It's a little off there for me. It's never consistent. Too much with the elbow going inside out. I don't like it. I like his game going to the rim and his mid-range shot. He's got it going on with that. Definitely. 200-5402 if you want to jump in. 200-5402. We talked about the Titans. They moved down in the fourth round. That's all they give up. They basically flip. I've got the Trump hands going here tonight. I've got the Trump hands going. I'm going to have to tie myself here. And so I don't have the spray tan. I could use a little tan. I'm a little pale here, but I don't have the Trump spray tan, that orange. What is that, by the way? Good night. And you would think with his cachet and his coin that he could develop. He's got his own wine. He's got his own steaks. Chris Christie's going to mooch off of him. Chris Christie is, he's coming along. Man, he knows everywhere Trump goes, there's some serious hors d'oeuvres, food, wine. Chris Christie's all about it, brother. But anyways, Billy Joe Shaver going to take us into our next break.
Segment four. I did not periscope. I do not show my face.
Brownie Boy did do a little periscope earlier. I was told it was quick and to the point, but it was probably a FU Vandy. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to tune into it. Sorry I missed it. The inaugural periscope from Brownie Boy Hartman. You need to check it out.
I don't like trucks and I don't like screens. I don't like screens in my face.
Yeah, the Dolphins can have C.J. Anderson for that money. I'm sorry. They also restructure Maxwell, the cornerback, Byron Maxwell. They restructure his deal. So there's a lot going on. Kaepernick is definitely in discussion with the Broncos. We'll see. like Jarvie was talking about last week. I think there's still something there. I think the first thing you got to do, though, is you got to get rid of Vernon Davis. You can't have that. You can't have Vernon Davis and him there, especially how that ended. So go ahead and cut that. Get rid of Vernon Davis. And I thought Kobe Fleener, a little more money than I would like to see in free agency for his efforts. But he's a guy that I think will really help in Sean Payton's system down the seam. You're not going to ask him to block a whole lot in New Orleans. But I know he was that was a fantastic pickup for them. They definitely needed it, especially with Colston no longer in the mix and in the hunt. Speaking of in the mix and in the hunt, we've got a phone line or two ringing here. We're going to get those right after the break, 200-5402. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back here in the neutral zone. Let's load them up. Let's talk a little sports here, man. Get on in here.
The word, and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Royal Moving and Storage. Royalty for moving and storage. Residential and commercial moves. It's all covered. Available 24/7 with a 1-hour notice. Royal Moving and Storage is locally owned. And we also do packing and internal moves too. Royal Moving and Storage does deliveries. Give my man Shane Grimes a call at 705-6928. That's 705-6928. 705-6928. Ready to move? Head to the Crown. The kings of moving and storage. Royal Moving and Storage.
With the fall upon us and football season here, finally, you can take all those honeydew items off your list. Check them off your list. Call my good friend Gene over at Knox Home Improvement at 386-9551.
Gentlemen.
Gene is the man with home improvement.
He is the quarterback in the Knoxville home improvement area.
Mike Weird, what's his business called?
Knox Home Improvement. 386-9551.
Whether it's interior, exterior, he can take great care of you.
TR, you tell me.
Hey, yeah, man, this guy's next level, brother. Knox Home Improvement, dude.
He is the quarterback in the home improvement. He can do gutters. You've got gutter cleaning. He'll install siding. Pretty much anything.
Hardwood flooring.
Hardwood flooring, absolutely.
Painting?
Yes.
Knox Home Improvement. Call my boy Gene, 386-9551.
He do plumbing?
No, he doesn't.
No electrical, no plumbing. You know, if you need a doggy door installed, I'm sure this guy can do it for you. Gene at Knox Home Improvement, 386-9551.
Basilio here with the Clone. Cloney, tell me about Pal Station.
Well, it was formerly Vic's Craft Beer Garden. Unbelievable atmosphere. Pet-friendly, under new management. 27 beers on tap. You gotta love it.
27 beers on tap? That can make for quite a happy round table.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what, those growler sales and 4-packs and 6-packs to go, it's beautiful. 2 to 7 every day, a happy hour, $3.50 pints.
2 to 7 every day, happy hour. What was the deal on the pints again, Steve?
$3.50.
Yeah, you mumble a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, be a good, fun time down there to have you down there strumming the 6-string, because they got live music, too, and you can check their Facebook for that.
And they have great food to eat there, too, right, Cloney, at Pal Station?
Well, they do. They have great food, and you can even take it outside over in a covered porch. TV's outside for great viewing. Football season's right around the corner. Let this place be the quarterback for the Knoxville craft beer destination.
Pal Station on the Bill Clinton Highway.
Right there across from Home Depot on Shot Road.
Pal Station, be there.
Basilio's on a roll. Yeah, I mean really on a roll at the sushi spot. Come try my roll with crab yellowtail, jalapenos, tuna, spicy eel sauce, spicy spot sauce, sriracha, green onion, and tobiko. Yes. And Yoshi. And remember, Sushi Spot has a full hibachi menu if you like it hot, as well as traditional rolls, as well as specialty rolls like the basilio. And from the nigiri to the sashimi to the maki or just tamaki, Sushi Spot always delivers with a fresh and delicious taste. Also, your home sushitizes. And remember, Sushi Spot features daily lunch specials and great dinner time deals too. Sushi Spot, where Basilio's on a roll, and you will be too. A great spot for lunch or dinner, Monday through Saturday off Emory Road, next to Tanoba North. You can eat it raw or not, but eat it at the Sushi Spot. Basilio here with a tip for the gambler out there. If you're going to gamble on a pre-owned car, do it with my friends at Carnes Motor Company.
Rob, Brian, and Gino will take great care of you, as they have me for years. And all cars are inspected by a certified mechanic. And they do bumper-to-bumper service work there, too, with trained mechanics. When you're ready to gamble on a pre-owned vehicle, do it with Carnes Motor Company.
Join me Thursday night, 7 Eastern, in the neutral zone with the clone here on TonyBasilio.com. And I guess on one of them old smartphone apps. Okay, then. Now back to my boy Basilio. Hello.